Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins.
Today, I am pleased to be joined by Commander Mark Gillock, who's with Illinois State Police District 18 in Litchfield, as well as Trooper Jeremy Nairn, also with District 18 in Litchfield. Thank you two so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to come and speak with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome.
I want to get to know you, Mark, a little bit, because this is my first opportunity to speak with you. Can you tell me a little bit about how long you've been with the state police?
Sure. I'm in the 21st year at the Illinois State Police now. I'll complete that in April. I originally grew up in Auburn, Illinois, north of here, and I've always had a passion for law enforcement. Got family members in law enforcement, family members who served in the military, so I guess it's kind of a natural passion to serve. So I joined the Illinois State Police approximately 21 years ago, and lucky to be here and proud to be here and happy to be inside District 18.
Did you serve with any other law enforcement agency before the state police, or did you go right into the state police?
Right into the state police. Tested with several others and was very fortunate to stay home.
And how long with District 18?
District 18, cumulative, probably 15 years, 16 years.
And how long have you been commander now?
I come back to district in March.
Come back to district.
So approximately 7 months now.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. It's great being back home and being inside the community that I like to be in and actually I live in too. So
you face some challenges because District 18, it's a rural district, but it covers such a wide geographical area because you do cover five counties. So I imagine your job presents a lot of challenges just because of the sheer geography that you cover.
Yes, it does. We're fortunate because we do have a large rural setting, but it's also nice having the interstate there. But it does bring a challenge when you have rural and interstate to cover that amount of area. It does take a lot of time, and oftentimes, covering the rural area takes a lot of time to get to those areas and across the district. So it does make it challenging for the troopers at time. And luckily, we have good sheriff's departments that work with us, and they're more than willing to help all the time and are great partners with us.
Now, I've been fortunate to speak with Jeremy on a number of occasions. How long have you known Jeremy?
I've known Jeremy actually since he started when I was a young trooper. When I first started District 18 living in Jerseyville, I was assigned over there. Jeremy's from Jersey County originally. He was actually a Grafton City police officer, okay, and got to know him through there. And, of course, he wanted to become a trooper, and we became pretty good friends along the way as he walked through that
process. I don't
know
if I should go into this or not, but I want to say Mark was a good motivator when I met him working for the city of Grafton as a police officer. I told him how excited I was. I was in the process of hopefully getting hired. And back in those days, they would always tell you, hey, it's like winning the lottery. Look around here. This is the real deal. We don't take everyone. And it was overwhelming. And I told him, I said, hey, I got in. He goes, well, hold on a second. Let me give you something. So he goes in his house and comes out, and he's like, here's a patch. What I want you to do is hang on to this patch, and when times are getting tough, hang on this patch and remember why you're here. And whenever you graduate, I'll come to your graduation and give me that patch back. And so he was instrumental in just, keeping that going and assisting me any way he could to keep me motivated. Because there's times in the academy, it's 26 weeks long, and I was 21 and really green to life that I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I'd like to go home, but no one likes to be a quitter, right? It was a passion to do it, so I just dug deep and got through it.
I'm joined by Mark Gillock and Jeremy Nairn with Illinois State Police District 18, stationed out of Litchfield. Is your district, are you hiring right now? Are you searching for new officers, new troopers, anything like that?
The state police in general is hiring officers, and we have a class that's getting ready to graduate here towards the end of the month, and we'll have a new one starting. So it is a good time, to join law enforcement. It's a challenging time, but it's a very noble profession, and it's great to serve. And yes, we're recruiting for people, and we want people from all walks of life.
The reason I ask is, what would be some advice you would give to maybe someone who might be interested in pursuing that career path?
Things I would say is keep yourself disciplined, keep your nose to the grindstone, work hard, believe in yourself, and have a good support mechanism in place, a good family environment, support yourself, your structure. Do that goal setting for yourself as far as where you want to be in your life and set those blocks, look out 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and really think where you want to go with your life. And if you're really dedicated to service, it's a great profession. You won't find a more noble profession than law enforcement and a more rewarding career than law enforcement.
Do you have anything you want to add, Jeremy?
Well, it's a good point. I mean, I knew early on what I wanted to do in life. I come from, I believe it's four generations, maybe more, but I know for sure four generations of law enforcement. So I was raised around public service. It's what I wanted to do. So when I was growing up, I had kind of had a game plan. So I would, if there was things going on that I felt uncomfortable going through high school or whatever, even college, I would always have a way out to make sure I wasn't going to jeopardize my future of being in law enforcement. So know what you want, have your vision, and work towards that and make decisions that are going to get you there.
We're speaking with Mark Gillock and Jeremy Nairn with State Police District 18 in Litchfield. Jeremy, Mark, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I just ask for the overall safety this time of year. Just remember not to get complacent as a driver. We talked about distractions earlier. Distractions are everything, whether it be on your cell phone, talking, texting, drinking in the vehicle, eating food, putting makeup on, things of that nature. Trooper Nairn talked about the harvest. It's a beautiful time of the year. The leaves are changing. Weather's cool. People want to enjoy those last few good days, so we look around. We don't pay attention. You know, the corn is still up. The combines are in the fields. We could be looking at that and not paying attention as we approach a railroad crossing. So just please avoid complacency,
right,
and be aware of the surroundings at all times and get there safely so your family and loved ones can get you home safely.
Jeremy, was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
Nope, I believe that's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and good luck with everything moving forward. And, Mark, it was nice to meet you. Nice to chat with you, and I look forward to communicating with you moving forward as well.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
That's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time, but until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.